Delphi project is a social research project, which is doing social research in Afghanistan in collaboration between Herat University from Afghanistan and Strathclyde University in the EU in Scotland, and Peace Waves International from Italy. The main purpose of the Delphi project is to discover Afghan civil society opinion regarding women empowerment and children's education. So the project has started in 2010 and it's going to last for 3 years and it will be ended in 2013. We started from the provinces of Herat, which is one of the six provinces which we are going to do the data collection from there. We started the data collection in 2010 and 2011, and we collected a sample of 500 questionnaires from the people, both men and women, from the rural and urban area. And beside questionnaires, we have done almost 50 individual interviews with both men and women from the rural and urban area again. And the third technique which we use, that is a qualitative research technique, which is focused group discussion, or FGD, which is again focusing on the and giving a space for people to talk about what do they think about women's empowerment and children education in Afghanistan, and what are their suggestions and recommendations about the process of women's empowerment, which is going on in Afghanistan, and about the children's education. The interesting things that we found after the analysis of the first data which we conducted and found from Herat province was that people mostly are really positive about the situation and they are hoping for the future. Still, they have some concerns and about the way international NGOs or international community or the government, Afghan government, is doing this women's empowerment, and about the children education as well. All people are positive and they agree with the improvement of the education in Afghanistan, and still they have some concerns about this as well. But I think it's very soon to talk about the result of the project and output of the project, because we have collected only a few data from one province, and after we go move on to other provinces of Afghanistan and also to do the analysis of our interviews, which we have done so far, and focus group discussion, then we will discover more about the opinion of the people. The main purpose of the project was that to give a voice for Afghan people to talk about their situation and also talk about what they want and what they really, how they see the situation of Afghanistan, how they see what the government is doing, and what are the international organizations or national and international organizations are doing in both women's empowerment and children education fields. Because after 10 years after collapsing of Taliban regime, most of the government and other NGOs and national and international NGOs were planning and doing what they thought it is best and good for Afghanistan and for people. But only few organizations and sometimes government try to understand what people really like and want. So this project tries to discover what is the opinion of people. How do they see the situation, especially in these two parts? You know, women's empowerment is now one of the main aspects of the empowerment and development in Afghanistan, and also children's education. But in these two phases, we listen to people less. The government and other NGOs, they try to do what they think it's good for people. But now we try through this project to give a space for people, or to give a chance for them, to give a voice for them, to see what's their concern.
Sorry, what you were beginning to talk about was the difference between doing things to people without asking them and doing things with people having asked them. If you could say a bit more about that, that would be very interesting.
Okay. Well, the main aspect and important aspect of this project is that to give a voice for people, to ask them what do they want, what they feel it's good for Afghanistan and for both women regarding their culture, values, and other aspects of their life. So it's from one point. From another aspect, if we look at this, that a lot of other projects has been started to improve the situation of people. But sometimes people, that this is not what they want. Okay, it might improve their lives, but it might be against their values, or as they say, religion or other cultural values. But they say that we can improve, we can do development in another way, an alternative way. So this project, it tries to give voice to them, to see what are their concerns. Because all the steps towards improvement and development in Afghanistan in this last 10 years were not what people wanted, all of them. Maybe some of them were, they accepted and they really, and they were positive towards them, and some of them they were negative, and they brought also negative results. Especially in women's empowerment, in some areas, we, after 10 years, instead of having positive results, we faced some negative results, so some beliefs that maybe the process or the strategy for women's empowerment was not what people wanted. So now we try to understand what people think about this improvement, what's their ideas, what are their opinions about this. So because in Afghanistan, there are very few research or social research, and all the planning and programs for the future are not based on the research or social research. Government and other NGOs tries to plan without doing any research to see what might be the result, what the people think about. So this is... through such projects, social projects, we are not only establishing research in the universities or in Afghanistan, but also we try to base our planning for the future on some social research, which will allow us to do better for the future.
One of the things that struck me when you spoke about this the other day, one was the experience of doing social research in a country where there hasn't been much social research or any social research for the past 10 years. And you showed us that wonderful montage of photographs of the different people that you'd spoken to. And we don't have that visually today, but I wondered if you might just tell us a little about who you spoke to and what kinds of places they live in and what that was like.
Well, as I mentioned, social research is a new phenomena in Afghanistan. And especially through universities or when academic people are involved in. So this is a good phenomenon because it takes academic or researchers into the field, into the real life of people, then to see what is the situation. Because when some researchers or writers or other academic people writing about the society, well, they have not been inside in the society to see the how do people think, how is the reality of their lives. But when we did, and through field research, our field researchers and field workers went to society to see both men and women, their situation, their lives. So we saw a lot of changes. Some of our hypotheses even were rejected at the at the time of the field work, that we were thinking the people are going to respond us in this way, but we went to the field, to the rural area, to the villages, we saw something different. Even we think that we know Afghanistan better. So, and now we can see how other people, especially people who are not from Afghanistan or Afghan people, how they think about Afghanistan. We lived our lives there, but before going inside the society, in the field, we didn't know much about our society. Through such research like Delphi or other social research, we go deeper into the society. We can not only understand but feel more people. Then I think we can decide and plan for the future in a better way, which is more indigenous and people might accept and have more positive opinion about them.
As you know now, I want to talk about women's empowerment, that it was one of the main topic of Delphi project. I can say briefly that women's empowerment isn't today, it's one of the famous news in Afghanistan and one of the big problem for women in Afghanistan now. And I think that it's the best title for a Delphi project or some other projects that should work and research on this, because today we need to work in this on it. Women's empowerment in Afghanistan now, we are working on that. And it's in Afghanistan, in Afghan society, we have more problems for women. And today, it will be good for women, about women's empowerment. Unfortunately, we haven't a good situation and good an environment in our society to work, and working on it isn't very easy for Afghans. But I can say honestly that, and I want all to believe this, that Afghan women are powerful. We have this ability to do everything for our society. And all the women, we are same like the other women on the world that can do all things. And we aren't different. There isn't any difference between we and us. But as you know, there were about 30 years war in our country, and it destroyed more fundamental topics of us. And it's a big problem for women, because in these 30 years, we lost all things of our society. Especially in women's part, we had more problems, and we have more problems soon now. But today, I think, as we researched by Delphi, Delphi is the voice of Afghan people. Delphi is the opinion of Afghan people, and as in our first result, I can say that the people of Afghanistan are hopeful about this matter. As we can see on the result of Delphi, as I was a field researcher of Delphi, that I was working in districts in Herat province, I saw that the people of Afghanistan now, they know, they got this matter that women are useful for our society. As women are about 50% of our society, we can't imagine that just men develop and we don't develop. It isn't impossible. If we want to have a good future for Afghanistan, a good future for every society, we need women to work together, and we should develop equal. And if we want to develop, we should solve some of problems, main problems of women in Afghanistan. as we know, there are more traditional beliefs. For example, in our society, illiteracy is one of other obstacles for women in Afghanistan now. Today, the Afghan women want to stand on their feet again. But we need a person to take our hand. We need some cooperation of them. We can substitute in our place again, and we can take our place in our social life again. As Zilfi showed us more things, showed the voice of Afghan people, that they want to women participate in their social life, even political sections. And as Zilfi said, that Afghan people want even the women to be political leaders. It means we have disability. But today, the Afghan people, I can say no, and they believe to our works, to our actions that we can do. We can do this, but we need more help. And I can say honestly that as I was in Delphi project, Delphi taught me more things as a teacher. Delphi, I learned more things from Delphi. Delphi was very useful, not just especially for me, for my other partners that we were working together in Delphi. And it is, I can say, I'm sure that it's more useful for Afghan people because it's just the opinion of Afghan people, civil people that they are in Afghan society. Now I can feel the problems of Afghan women. Delphi said me more things that they were hide for me before this. As I study in law faculty, I think not just me. Education is not just go to university and back to your home. Or here study some books or the lecture of professors. I think that educational, we should earn education by our experience. The Delphi made possible this environment for me. I have more experience now. When I graduate from faculty, I can do more things for a woman of Afghanistan, because before that, I didn't know what's the problem of Afghanistan, but now I know what do the women of my country wants, what's necessary for them, and what should I do? I know it now. Now I don't think just about future of myself. What should I do and what should be I in the future? I can't think just about this. Now I can feel the women of my society next to myself, together with me. And I think very big than before. I think about the future of my country, about the future of women. I know that I can develop without my sisters or my women of my society. Now I think about the future of all them, and I'm just a part of the society. I know it. If I want to develop, at first I should help all the women of Afghanistan. We will develop together, I think it. And today I can say that not just me, all the Afghan women have these feelings. But unfortunately, we don't have more opportunities about this. For example, we haven't. For example, one of these problems, I can say that even we can't educate in our country, we want more high educational systems in our country. We can develop together. Today, we want to be independent in our society. And in this situation, it's a little hard for all Afghan women in our society. As today, I can say that Afghan women live in a very bad situation. There are more problems that they aren't easy problems. Today, we live with more problems that maybe almost of the people can't imagine that. That's what we live in that situation with those problems. Even our culture doesn't accept us. Maybe sometimes our family, we have more family problems. As you know, family is the fair supporter of a person in society, but sometimes we stop against our family. It's very hard for every woman or every lady, but I want to say it that as an Afghan lady today, I want to say that I can stop against all problems if it be useful for me and the women of my society, and if it be good for the future of my country. Today, I don't pay attention to some traditional beliefs that I think they aren't incorrect, and I think they are a big obstacle for my development. And today, all the Afghan women, we want to. I want that it be possible that we make a unity to come to work about on future of Afghanistan, future of the Afghan woman. And I can say that Delphi is a good experience for this, because about as we say, Delphi is for 3 years. In these 3 years, for example, we can receive the opinion of 6 provinces of Afghanistan that they are representative of Afghan country. We should know the people, what do the people want. And after that, if I say it just for myself, as a student, as an Afghan woman, after the result of Delphi, I know what do the people want. And I can say that I can do everything with other women, because Delphi will show the voice of Afghan people for me and for all societies, all the world, I can say, because as I want to say that this data that today we have about Delphi, it's the first sample of the Afghan people opinion, but you should know that we didn't receive it easily. We had more problems, but by those problems, today we have this data, and it showed that how did we work, and we are hopeful for Delphi project, and we believe Delphi, that Delphi is the voice of Afghan people, Delphi is the opinion of Afghan people, and for this we work, we try to can collect all the data of Afghanistan and work for our Afghan people. And I hope that day that there isn't be any difference between Afghan women and the women of other sides of the world. And any person doesn't feel any difference between me and other women that they live in other countries. Thank you.
My name is Hamid, and a fieldwork researcher for Delphi project, and I've been working for this project more than 1 year. Total, I want to talk about people's opinion regarding children's education, though it is something that I'm talking about Herat City and other provinces, since we are on the process of collecting the data. And people are really thinking that education is improving in Afghanistan. And in the last 10 years, we can easily see the highest mountain that we have passed for reaching our goals in education. And that is for our people's hard working, they're enthusiastic, their talents, and they are really appreciating education in Afghanistan. We can see now that more than 10,000 or maybe more than 100,000 of students going to schools, both girls and boys. And this is something we have got as our goals there in Afghanistan and all in rural areas. So people want to continue education till since they think everything can be possible with education, as one of them told me, that education is everything, and it gathers us together. And when we are together, everything is possible. That was something inspiring for me. And during this process of Delphi fieldwork researching, I could find that people are really enthusiastic. They want education and they are going for it. More than getting education, they are hopeful for a very good future, a bright future for Afghanistan. Besides collecting data and getting all of the staff's statistics for the people's opinion, I can talk about my own experience, and this is what I really believe in, that Afghanistan is changing. That's a big change in Afghanistan now, and we can see the universities on, students are going to schools, universities, though we have still some schools at night, they are open at nights, and men and women are going there and educating. That's a good news for Afghanistan. If it goes on this process, I can easily assure that in more 10 or 5 years later, there would be lots of schools open at nights in rural areas too, not only in city center. And one more thing I want to talk about is a quote of Nelson Mandela, who has been a role model for me. He says that, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back again." That is the same as Afghan context now, I can see. And I think and I believe that if we are getting one day the highest mountain of success, that is not for being lucky. That's why we are falling down now, and we would be success one day, and we would get that mountain, reach that mountain, though it is not that much easy, but it is possible. As that person, that participant for our research said, when we are together, everything is possible. It really happens.